we had quite good, interesting connections with Bill Wall before. I think they, when Argyle did the business, you know, six times before they went up. But when any one team was going up from that division into the second division, when that happened, one of our chief rivals was Bill Wall, and indeed I think they went up just before us or just after us. And because I used to also to come up here and possibly and see Argyle play at Millwall, but we also had when we talk about our favourite players, one of our best players was from one of the best was from Millwall, Jack Cock, who was our centre forward in that day where we actually did go up with Sammy Black on the left and others, but Jack Cock we got from Millwall. He played for Millwall, I think, before, and of course he was a wonderful centre forward, and he was the centre forward we saw in that great team then that took us up into the new division. And we would have been, as I've said, if it hadn't been for the war, I'm sure we would have had our, of course we were getting crowds, you know, 20,000, 30,000, that kind of thing, on big games and the rest. And Argyle was always playing football, and they were always trying to play decent football. The manager, Robert Jack himself, was a real football player. And of course, as I say, we had these Scottish connections then. We've had some other Scottish connections that have turned out very well for us in recent times, and especially with the chap who came, the really great Stark.
Yes.
And, of course, he did great things for us. He left us at a very awkward moment. Nonetheless, we don't hold that against him, because he'd done great things for Argyle too, and I'm sure that he is following also carefully what's happening now. We made a few mistakes, maybe, but then. Now, however, I'd have the football memories of Argyle with the cup run. I saw all the ones in the great cup run, that is to say, right up to the time when we went up to Villa Park and were beaten there by Watford. Watford got us a last lucky goal that did us down, then otherwise we would have been in the cup. We might have won the cup then. We weren't such good on the cup. I mean, never been quite so good cup runs except for that one, but of course, that one was very exciting, and with Peter Jones, my friend there, and others, we'd seen the thing right from the beginning. That is to say, when we beat West Bromwich at West Bromwich, and that took some doing, by the way. I was in the director's stand. It was in the director's box, whatever it was then, and we were shouting as loud as anybody. They tried to turn us out. I always thought West Bromwich were not really such a good lot as maybe some of the others there, but nonetheless, we beat West Bromwich right at the beginning of that run, and then we went on to the others. And some of the others, by the way, that I met, of course, when we played Derby the other day, I couldn't help remembering how I'd first met Brian Clough, because he was a great... We became real friends, I think, because we met... He met first when he was, he'd just taken Derby, the first team he took up to the top of the first division. His manager was Derby, and that was quite something, because they'd never been anything like that. But when they had the team, there's a very nice chap, I think, who's still alive, who was the Labour member for Derby in those days. When he introduced me then to Brian Clough, when Brian Clough came to the House of Commons, and they gave a do for him there to celebrate, because he'd won the cup then. But then I became friends with him, that is, with Brian Clough. Right from that time onwards, he had several people in that team who were strong Labour supporters as well, but I also became friends with him. And right from then onwards, I used to go round to these other places where, of course, he was doing so well, that is, Brian Clough. Then he took into dream. No other manager has anything to compare with his record. Not only did he, first of all, he took Derby to the top. They'd never been there before. Then he went over to Notts Forest and he took both of them to the top in successive seasons. They never been anything like that before. He took them up the first division, from the second division up to the first division, and then right up, and then right till he came down also and spoke for me in Everbell. We were became real friends, and I saw him on a Saturday afternoon playing when he was managing the team. Then, of course, he was really, it would take it out of him, but he was a truly wonderful sportsman and a great figure in. They should have made him, of course, the manager of the English team. We know didn't always have such good managers. In any case, he was the best in the bloody world, and they should have given it to him. But he had only a few days. He died not so long, a few years ago. I'm sorry about that, but he was, as I say, we became real friends, and of course he was also interested in everything that happened to Argyle as well, because of this connection. We had the goalkeeper that he had in his great Notts Forest team, who came down for us and played for Argyle pretty well too, and a very fine goalkeeper he was. Say he lost his money, but that was sad too, because he didn't really show everything when you, but he was also a very fine goalkeeper. So we've had some very good ones too. It's Craig, by the way, when I first one, kind of muddling it all up together, but they were Craig when he, they had a time Craig the goalkeeper used to take the penalties, and he'd come up and take the penalties, and he never missed it. Indeed, my brother did go, was hoping to miss sometimes just to see how fast he'd go back if he had to go back and defend it. But he never did miss, as far as I can see.